What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Wednesday, August 16th, 2017, hump day, middle of the weekday, starting that long, slow glide down to Powhatan Friday, and whatever other insanity is in store for us as we watch our nation tear itself apart. Everybody is still trying to exploit Charlottesville for their political agendas, and they're trying to turn this into another nail in President Trump's coffin. Nobody's reporting the actual facts about what's going on. It's just all about, oh, only white supremacists supporting Donald Trump. He ran. The only reason he won the election was the white supremacists. His slogan, Make America Great Again, or America First, was really code language for Make White America Great Again. And then they're just spinning it as hard as they can to just somehow make this his fault and to demonize everybody who supported Donald Trump. And I guess the plan here is they're going to make people embarrassed to vote Republican next year as the Democrats try and grab Congress, because they don't really have a platform to run on. They don't even really have a focused leadership at this point. Of course, we all understand what Trump meant by America First, and that is that the needs of our country and then our people take priority over anything else that's going on in the rest of the world. And, of course, the liberal globalists absolutely hate that. Now, over at InfoWars, they're basically saying this is all controlled opposition. More and more people are coming forward and saying this is staged. And the plan here is to paint all Trump supporters as racist and white nationalists, even though a lot of black people voted for Donald Trump. But the facts don't really matter here. Oddly enough, a group of black Christian and intellectual leaders at a press conference at the Center of Urban Renewal and Education came on out and defended President Trump from accusations that he's responsible for the racial division in our country, pointing out accurately that we were seeing this stuff happening all during the Obama presidency. And certainly during the Hillary campaign, they were playing that race card just as hard as they could. And this is just a continuation of that same policy. So even the black leaders aren't falling for it. Everybody's seeing through it. We've seen so many of these political PR stunts. Another story coming out, this one over in NewsTarget.com. Unite the Right, which is the organization that started all this ruckus, was actually staged by the left. And more and more people are picking out that this guy who started it all, Kessler, Jason Kessler, he was part of the supporting the Obama campaign. He was an organizer for the Occupy movement. He was an Obama supporter right up to the start of the new year. And then all of a sudden he transfers over to the other side and he sets up this Unite the Right. And unfortunately, Republicans are not realizing this guy is luring them into a public relations trap, because they're going to get him into these violent confrontations. The corporate media is going to demonize the right and just tarnish them as hard as they can, and then tarnish Donald Trump for daring to say both sides were engaged in violence, which we all saw with our own eyes. But the idea is that either Donald Trump is going to condemn all the white people in this country and not mention all the others like Black Lives Matter and Antifa, or he's racist and he has got to go. Now, more information is coming out about what actually happened over there. Twitter stream is out there saying that apparently the FBI is admitting that there were undercover informants in those rioting crowds. And no, they will not be brought up on any charges, because that was their job. That was their job to do. And the reality here is this has nothing to do with race. This is all political. They're trying to mask it with racism because they figure that's going to pander to the various groups like blacks and Hispanics and so forth and so on. It's got nothing to do with that. It's political. And Sean Hannity came on out basically saying the Democrats are trying to stir up as much racial tension in this country as they can. And they're doing it because they want people to believe that the only reason Donald Trump won the election was because of white people. And everybody normally, they would have loved Hillary and forget about all the dead bodies and the crimes and the corruption. Who cares about that kind of stuff? You know, it's only Donald Trump's presidency was won by racism. And what is really pathetic is we're seeing a Democratic Party, we're seeing liberals who are willing to tear this country apart, cause fires, rioting, already deaths, just to win an office, just to garner a few more votes. But they've got nothing else to work with. They don't really have a message or a platform or a philosophy anymore. Hillary's campaign took the Democratic Party and broke it apart into the Bernie Sanders versus Hillary supporters, and nobody's got a real idea of anything that's going to sell to the voters. I mean, they're coming out with a new hip slogan, a better deal, a better this, you know, trying to go back to the Roosevelt New Deal image, but it's not getting traction with the American people, who are just sick and tired of all the lies, fraud, deception, war, poor economy, crumbling infrastructure, and this awareness that they are just being played with by all these political operatives over and over and over and over again. We're going to do a shout out to our honor affiliates just now rejoining our network, and we are talking about the aftermath of Charlottesville and the upcoming demonstrations. This is not over. They're trying to turn this into just an absolute sweeping movement all across the country. Violence, vandalism, injury, death, just to win a few more votes next year, they hope. And apparently some financial connections are surfacing between these various groups. And again, George Soros, we know he's funding Black Lives Matter and Antifa. And if you really go back, that you follow that money train on back, you start to find a lot of the same people involved in the Ukraine overthrow are working behind the scenes now to overthrow our government and get President Trump out there. And I guess somewhere out there, they're still dreaming that, you know, getting rid of Trump is going to put Pence in the White House, but that's not good enough. They're going to have to bring the whole thing down so that Empress Hillary can finally get that throne underneath her butt. These people are delusional, and the fact that they are willing to encourage violence to change the nature of the U.S. government, first of all, under the USA Patriot Act, that is an act of terror. These people are engaging in terrorism, and so are the people who are signing the paychecks. Now, here is a bizarre story, and it shows how this really is all about staging and getting press attention, because apparently a group of Antifa protesters armed with shields and bats showed up to the funeral of Heather Heyer, who was the woman who was supposedly killed by that runaway car. Now, this doesn't really seem to make a lot of sense, because if Antifa is opposite the nationalists, and supposedly Heather died at the hands of a liberal who's against Trump and fascism, then Antifa would have shown up at the funeral with flowers and shown some respect. It doesn't really make sense. Their behavior does not match their stated intent and philosophy. And it's another reminder. This is all just show business. It's stage propaganda. It's not even particularly well thought out. Somebody just said, oh, we should have Antifa at the funeral and cause some more violence. Yeah, sounds good. Let's do it. But if you think it through, it doesn't really make any sense. We're going to take a phone call here from Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. You're absolutely right with the Ukraine, but also Syria. You're pitting two sides against each other, say Sunni and Shia, divide and conquer, Hegelian dialectic. Hey, Mike, you know Mitt Romney come out against Trump, now the Bushes come out. So, and that woman on CNN is a Republican strategist, Navarra, or whatever.
Yes.
So this is that, like you said, narcocracy, oligarchy, whatever you want to call it, this globalist entity that just wants to get Trump out because they deem him a threat, you know. And like I said, it's going to get worse, Mike. I don't think it's going to get ever better again, because they're calling the removal of the Jefferson Memorial now and George Washington statue on the horse in Chicago. What's
yeah,
next?
It's totally out of control here. But, you know, I've been predicting for a long time a Soviet Union-style collapse. This may be the beginning of it as the nation tears itself apart. And getting rid of Donald Trump is not going to fix all the problems the globalists are having, because there are millions of people all across Europe who don't like what the globalists are doing to their country and their culture and their history. And the same thing is happening here. This idea that they're going to come on in and erase our history and our identity in order to make us pliant and obedient to their will. It's not Trump who's pushing back against the globalists. It's the human race.
That's the link, Mike, though. You said it's global. It's globally. So the globalists are buying it because it's a global happening at this, you know, with the refugees, the people who don't want the refugees in Italy, France, Germany, and they're not listening to their people because they're all part of that same entity, you know.
Absolutely.
And you know what's sad? I mean, people got to wake up now. If nobody can figure out what's going on right now, then you're dumb. People better wake up, because bad times are coming. You know, these people are dangerous. Antifa, Black Lives Matter, those are the only two groups we see. We don't see
and they're fanatics. They're fanatics. They're not thinking about what they're doing. They're just being whipped up into a frenzy with a bunch of slogans. And again, a lot of them are being paid to be there. They're paid by a public relations firm to show up there and cause trouble. Rent a ruckus, whatever you want to call it.
I think Trump did a great – Trump did great the first speech, but he did great the other day with saying, you know, but he needs – somebody needs to tell him what the name of the groups are. Because until you have names of groups, Black Lives Matter, Antifa, as the extremist left element, and he also should name the extremist right element, but we all know the majority of the trouble is coming from the extreme left. And I'm a Democrat.
Yeah.
I voted for Trump, but we all know where this is coming from. George Soros, Clinton, Bush's, Obama's, that autocracy. And, like, I feel bad for the suckers. I really feel bad for the suckers who believe in this crap. I really feel bad for them, Mike, because, you know, at the end of the day, first they come for the statues, then they come for the books, and then they're going to come for you. And those people are expendable, according to them, you know.
Oh, yeah, the useful idiots here. And you're absolutely right. You give an inch and they'll take a mile. And we're already starting to see it. They're talking about spreading out to other areas. Anything in history that's offensive to anybody is going to be brought down. They're trying to erase our past so we don't have an anchor for our own identity. And once we're mentally cut adrift, they think we're going to be easier to control. And we have seen this happen in other tyrannical states, where you'll see a dictatorship arise, and they'll just erase the past history. The Egyptians were really good about that. Pharaohs coming into the throne love to go around and chip off the faces and names of their predecessors. That's one of the things that makes Egyptology so difficult very often, is you're literally going through these archaeological sites, and they've been vandalized by later pharaohs because they don't want to share the glory. They want the Egyptian people to think only about them. And we saw, and look at the Nazi book burning. That's what these statues coming on down is, the equivalent of the Nazi book burning.
Hey, Mike, real quick on the Economic Council that disbanded. Well, you know what? Trump should take the new Economic Council and have African Americans, Asians, Latinos, whites, and put them all, people who have, like, startup companies, on that new Economic Council. We don't need Campbell's and Intel and, what was the other guy? Merck, you know.
Yeah.
Drugs, you know.
You know, and it's kind of amazing, because they're all walking out because they're offended that Donald Trump isn't going along with the agenda of demonizing only the conservatives, the white conservatives, for all the violence. And Trump came on out and he spoke the absolute truth. Both sides are initiating the violence, and they both ought to step on back. No, no, no. We're here to demonize the white conservatives. That's the and you should be part of that. Even though you're white and conservative and Republican, you're not doing as you're being told. And that's what this really all seems to be about. Anyway, Dustin, I'm going to cut you loose here because I want to get back to the news. Thank you for the phone call. And it really is kind of crazy. And yes, when they're tearing down these monuments, it is the same moral level as the Nazi book burning. We're going to take one more call, then I'm going to get back to the news. Kathleen in Paris, aloha. What's on your mind today?
In Paris, Hi. Hi, Michael. I was thinking about, you know, we're talking about all these small details, and you've said before that after you see the way things are, you don't have to analyze it to death, you know, like 9/11.
Yes.
And my thought is that because it's about money at the end of the day, and all these banks have cheated people like beyond what anybody can even imagine, they've been cheated. So what do you think would happen if people just stopped paying their credit cards?
Well, actually, right now, people are having a heck of a hard time paying their credit cards. In fact, credit card delinquencies are soaring right now.
Why do we respect this system?
Because we've been brainwashed with it. Growing up in school, we got shown film strips and all these presentations about how private central banking is the most wonderful thing ever invented. They don't tell us about how the honest monetary system this nation started, operated, and how it was good for the people and the nation. School is there to teach you what the government and the money junkies want you to believe, which is this is the way life is supposed to be. And you go along with it because you don't know any better until somebody comes along with a really big mouth and says, you know, private central banking is all about enslavement through debt.
And you're always saying that we should just not fill out the paperwork, don't sign this, don't cooperate, don't vote, just don't participate. How about we don't pay for the credit cards?
Well, if you could get everybody in the country to agree to do that at the exact same moment, I think it would be enormously powerful.
Yeah, it's the Jubilee thing. Somebody has to start it. They're not going to say, okay, you can have your Jubilee.
Well, no, they aren't. But you know, we've seen these other countries like Iceland just declare the debt null and void to free their people. We had this other country, Crimea, just did the same thing. And we know our Congress could end the Federal Reserve anytime they want by voting to rescind the charter. But government is part of the problem. They want to keep you enslaved to the Federal Reserve because the Federal Reserve is sharing a lot of that money that they get from your work with members of Congress. It is a totally corrupted system.
I suggest we don't pay for it.
Well, a lot of people are saying exactly the same thing. And again, credit card debt is spiking. Credit card defaults are spiking. There's a big, big problem out there. And nobody wants to talk about it. The government is still trying to convince everybody that the economy is in a recovery and it's all hunky-dory, and yet the warning signs are flashing red all over the place that this has to come down very, very soon.
Even somebody like me could see a few years ago when Greece got their big bailout, their last one, that more than 90% of it went to pay the banks.
Yeah, so and it was... It wasn't even really a bailout. It's just another loan. It's like you've got 20 credit cards, and you max out the first one, and when that bill comes, you put it on your second credit card. When that bill comes, you put it on third card. Sooner or later, you're going to run out of credit cards.
Yeah, that's right. It was a loan, another loan for Greece. And
that's
so
right.
With that loan, they paid off the interest on the other loans so that the banks could give bonuses to themselves.
Yeah. I mean, it's almost like we can't go through a single week without hearing about one of the major name banks getting hit with another allegation of massive fraud, drug money laundering, all that kind of stuff. And yet none of them ever go to jail. Bankers are a protected class in our society. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right, thanks an awful lot here, and we've got another caller waiting, but I'm going to come to you after the next commercial break here. This tearing down of monuments, defacing statues, it's the same moral equivalent as the Nazi book burning. It was wrong when they did it. It's wrong when these people are doing it. We'll be right back.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're going to take a phone call, then we're going to get back to the news here. Tom in Florida, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, good afternoon, Michael. Last night, I don't know if you had a chance to listen to Dick Morris. I know you know who Dick Morris is.
Yes.
And he was talking about the deep state. And the interview he gave for 2 hours is unbelievable, what he said they're trying to do to Trump. It is
yes.
The most amazing thing I ever heard a guy say, what they're actually trying to do to Donald Trump with the deep state and all, like this protest in Virginia. It's unbelievable what he said. And everything he said is the truth, because he even predicted Trump winning the election. And this guy has been right on the money in the last year about a lot of stuff. But what they're trying to do to Trump is the most disgraceful, disgusting. It's utter treason, Michael. It's utter treason. And I
okay.
We
got to pull back here a little bit. They're not just doing it to Donald Trump. They're doing it to our nation and to the American people, because we, the American people, voted Donald Trump into that office. So any campaign against him to remove him is a slap in the face to every single legal American citizen.
Michael, can you answer my question on this, though? How come now all of a sudden this year they want to take all these Confederate statues down? Why did they do that in 1965 during the Civil Rights Movement? All of a sudden they want to take all these statues, and the white man is the biggest devil on earth, and this and that. I mean, it's unbelievable that you got that Debbie Blabbermouth Schultz in Florida here. Blabbermouth. But it's unbelievable what's going on here. You got this Marble Mouth Schultz and all these other sponges. I call them, they're sponging off the government and the taxpayers, and they want us to take statues that have been standing for 100 years, Michael. What is that? What's going on here?
They're turning the statues into an issue, and they know it upsets people who have a respect for history, especially in the South. And what they're trying to do is all dictatorships and tyrannies need a scapegoat group. And obviously for the Nazis, that was the Jews. For this nation, it's been the Muslims up until recently, and all of a sudden they're reversing it. And the Democrats are thinking the only way they're going to regain control of this country from the conservatives is to make them the scapegoat group. Everything that's gone wrong, it's all the fault of those white conservatives, everything that's, and we've got to take down those statues. They remind everybody of slavery, and they're trying to, they're literally breaking the country into white versus black because they think they're going to get a few more votes for it. But the reality is, it is absurd. It is totally absurd. And I'll give you another good example. You have all these Confederate statues about people who served in the Confederacy. And one more time, not about slavery. The Confederate states just thought the Washington, D.C. was getting too big for its britches, something we can all identify with today. And they decided to exercise their right.
That is correct.
Let me finish, Tom. They decided to do something about it. They wanted to exercise their right to leave the Union because it was a confederation of separate sovereign states, and the central government in Washington, D.C. was supposed to be limited in its authority and only act as a coordinating force among the states to settle disputes and provide for the common defense in the event of war. And again, we're going through it again. And maybe that's another reason why they're demonizing the Confederacy, because they don't want Americans to start thinking about secession again, even though it's already happening out there with the CalExit. But, you know, these are all Americans who served in a war and they lost. Tom, let me finish this. Okay, thank you. Tom, we're going to let you go. I want to make a point here because we're coming up on a commercial break anyway. All these Confederate monuments are to Americans who fought in a war and lost. Following that same logic, are they going to start tearing down the Vietnam War Memorial in Washington, D.C.? Because those were Americans who fought in a war that they lost. Going to knock it down, put up a Starbucks. Starbucks will be hiring, but only refugees. I mean, where is this going to stop? If you go around tearing down history that offends anybody, then the Statue of Liberty is going to be targeted. The Washington Memorial. Somebody actually defaced the Lincoln Memorial. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And this nonsense about tearing down the monuments is spreading like wildfire. It's a jihad. And I'm not being careless with the word, because apparently this Muslim organization is out there saying they're calling for the destruction of every Confederate memorial. And why they're getting involved, I don't know, but they are. Up in New York, the governor is pushing Charlottesville provisions that will make violent protests a hate crime. Now, as I understand it, a violent protest is illegal to begin with. It's not like you need any more laws on it. You just enforce the ones you already have. But again, they're out there trying to just hammer this for every political advantage they can get. Now, apparently in Baltimore, all the Confederate statues were taken down overnight. They had four. The Confederate Soldiers and Sailors Monument, the Confederate Women's Monument. I don't know why the feminists aren't up in arms about that one. The Roger B. Taney Monument and Robert E. Lee and Thomas Stonewall Jackson Monument. They've all been removed and taken away. Gee, I wonder what used to be there. I don't know. I forgot a long time ago. Up in Brooklyn, they've got an army base is being urged to rename all the streets they have honoring Confederate generals. And now up in Washington, D.C., the Congressional Black Caucus are reviving calls to remove all the Confederate statues from the Capitol. Just erase them. Untermenschen. And the violence is continuing over in Chicago. Police clash with protesters outside the Cook County Courthouse. The protesters initiated the violence. Yes, they're Antifa. And it's amazing to see the corporate media showing these videos where you can see it's the Black Lives Matter and the Antifa people are arriving armed and they're just attacking people. And yet the corporate media is out there saying, well, it's the white supremacists. They're the white nationals. They're the bad people. We can see with our own eyes. And we know, of course, that the corporate media is lying. Now, yesterday I made a kind of reckless joke about how these Antifa Black Lives Matter people are going to start chipping away at Mount Rushmore to get rid of Washington, who owns slaves, and Jefferson, who owns slaves, and Teddy Roosevelt, who's now under attack for being racist, but we're not exactly sure how. And that would leave one face left on that mountain. Well, maybe I should keep such ideas to myself because apparently down in Georgia, they've got a Democratic candidate for governor, Stacey Abrams, who wants to shave off the Confederate monument carved into Stone Mountain. It's sort of the Confederate version of Mount Rushmore. And they're saying we had to tear it down because they defended slavery and tried to destroy the Union. No, they wanted their freedom. It was, to be very honest, Washington, D.C. that was destroying the Union by being so abusive, by going in where the Constitution did not give it any business to go. It's not like the Confederacy was a foreign country. Those were Americans there. And it's going to be a major, major effort to erase that monument, all the more so because under Georgia law, the state of Georgia is basically compelled to maintain that monument for future generations. Because like it or not, the Civil War is part of Georgia's history. But we're going to make it go away. What happened between 1860 and 1870? I don't know. Guess it wasn't really important. Reminds me of a scene out of the original Rollerball where the character Jonathan Ee is trying to learn about history, and it's just not available in the libraries. Everything in the library is all basically contemporary advertisement, propaganda, and so forth and so on. And so he actually travels to Europe where there's this single giant computer which contains all of the historical records that used to be in books. And now it's on the computer, and they can ask it questions. And he gets there and discovers that the computer has gone quite insane. And there's this one engineer who's supposed to be in charge of it saying, we seem to have misplaced the 15th century. Like it was just like he misplaced his car keys. Well, it was around here the other day. History is important for two reasons. It tells us who we are, where we came from. It also advises us on how to avoid repeating past mistakes. And maybe that's one of the reasons why they're targeting the Confederacy, because those were Americans who decided they had a right to say no to Washington, D.C. And Washington, D.C. does not like people who tell them no. But what we have here is a group of historically illiterate people trying to erase and revise history. Oh, we hate Robert E. Lee. He's one of these Confederate generals. Robert E. Lee graduated from West Point. Before the outbreak of the war, Robert E. Lee was overwhelmingly regarded as the best military mind in the entire United States Army. Winfield Scott offered him command of all Union forces when the war began. But Robert E. Lee chose allegiance to his state of Virginia rather than the federal government. He didn't fight for slavery. In fact, he freed all of his slaves. He was fighting for states' rights, which are under attack again. These were honorable people who were willing to put their lives on the line to preserve the Constitution. And I love seeing all these Antifa, Black Lives Matter people running around there about, oh, the GOP, they're white racists, they're slaveholders. Actually, if you actually go back and read the history, you will find that it was the Democratic Party that defended slavery and opposed the abolition movement. It was Democrats who launched that civil war. Democrats founded the KKK, and they opposed every major civil rights act in U.S. history. It's the Democratic Party's inconvenient truth. And yet the corporate media is out there saying, oh, the Republicans, they're the racists, and they're... It's all lies, complete lies. All right, moving on to this business council situation. First of all, I don't think the business councils were that good for the American people because primarily they were lobbying Donald Trump for a reduction in government oversight and regulation, usually to their benefit. And we know that regulation of banks and businesses has declined significantly under Donald Trump. He's very pro-business, very friendly for business. And then all these CEOs are now turning on the president because he's refusing to denounce just one side for Charlottesville, and they're walking away. And Trump first said, well, I can always find another replacement. And then he turned around and said, you know something? Well, I don't need these councils anymore. Just going to shut them down. One less thing. One less headache for him to deal with. Now, we are hearing rumors, and this is coming out of the Political Insider. Steve Bannon may leave his White House job by the end of the week. He's sort of been sequestered away. He's been under constant attack as one of Trump's chief advisors. And unfortunately, I don't think Trump really understands that he is step by step being isolated and prepared to be brought down. So it's just crazy over there. Now, you have to look at the Iranians and say, these are people who are very smart, got a good sense of humor. Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Al-Khamenei basically came on out and tweeted in response to Charlottesville, saying if the U.S. government has any power, they better manage their own country rather than meddle in other nations' affairs. And he's absolutely right. Look at the condition of our country. Rioting in the streets, broken infrastructure, millions homeless, millions and millions out of work and about to become homeless. Don't tell me the government doesn't have anything better to do than go around and go into Venezuela or North Korea or any of these other places. The U.S. government has clearly abandoned its responsibility to the United States of America and the American people. All they want from you is your money and your children. And after that, you are on your own. So, getting on over to the war zones. The Syrian army has repelled a fierce ISIS attack near the Euphrates River. They're pushing in closer and closer. And ISIS tried to launch a counterattack against the Syrian Arab army and tribal forces west of Ma'adan in the southern Raqqa countryside. And apparently it was a fierce battle, but ISIS lost. They got pushed back yet again. And yet again, the Syrian army, in cleaning out these terrorist depots in these liberated districts, are continuing to find chemical weapons. Ooh, bad chemical weapons. See, I told you Assad was doing all this. Actually, no, these chemical weapons are made in the United States of America and Great Britain. And the Syrian army is finding them all over the place. Now, Nikki Haley has gone back up to the United Nations and once again is uncorking on Iran. Oh, they're technically in compliance with P5+1, but we know their intentions are bad and they're working on missiles. And no, the missiles weren't part of the deal, but we've got to do more sanctions. She's out there selling the war with Iran. And Nikki, if you really feel that way, here's your rifle. And, of course, Iran needs to be very careful here. Iran is threatening to quit the P5+1 deal if the U.S. keeps adding sanctions. Now, from Iran's point of view, the adding of sanctions does violate the terms of the P5+1 deal because Iran is in compliance with all that was required of them in that P5+1 deal. The IAEA went in just about a month ago and said, yeah, they're playing by the rules. And so the U.S. is adding on these sanctions, and from Iran's point of view, that's a violation of the agreement. They've gone up to the U.N. to try and complain about it. But, of course, if Iran walks out of the deal, the U.S. government and the corporate media are going to say, oh, Iran quit the deal. Oh, bad Iran. They were the bad people here. But, again, Iran has shown tremendous patience in putting up with U.S. government abuses, because even when the P5+1 was first agreed to, the U.S. did not keep all of their promises. They did not lift all the sanctions. They did not unfreeze all of the Iranian assets. Then they voted through another round of sanctions, and then another, and more recently, a third. So they're trying to provoke Iran into doing something that can be spun as, oh, Iran is bad and evil, and they deserve to have us come on in there and kill them. We're going to take a phone call. Tom in Texas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Brother Michael.
Aloha.
Nui nui.
Nui nui.
And I just wanted to talk to you about the erasure of history. What's going
yes.
on?
Oh, yeah.
And, well, you know, the ancient Egyptians, they did the same thing. You know, they
yes.
would deface the temples, and when a new government comes in, they want to erase the old history.
Well, look at what ISIS is doing to those archaeological wonders in Syria right now, and everybody agrees that that's a terrible, terrible thing, but oh, as long as it's a Confederate statue, yeah, let's put it on down here.
It's a shame, isn't it?
It is. It's a crime against
new.
History.
Well, it's nothing new. I mean, it's been going on for thousands of years.
But that doesn't make it right in this case. It wasn't right back. It wasn't right when ISIS blew up those archaeological treasures in Syria, and it's not right when these people are running around tearing down statues to Confederate war heroes. And like I said, it's on the same moral level as the Nazi book burning.
Well, I understand what you're saying, you know, and I listen to you quite a bit. And what I want to say to, I've had my two martinis, okay?
Okay.
But Michael, you're right on. Everything you do, I listen to other shows, but you are so right on.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
All right. Now go have your third martini. Oh, okay. Yeah, anybody who can stay sober just doesn't understand what's going on in this world today. You should see me in the evenings around here. I indulge, as it were, here. Now, getting on back to Iran. Russia's foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, is out there saying these new U.S. sanctions against Iran are illegitimate in principle. And again, they're coming to understand the only reason for the sanctions is to goad Iran into doing something that can be spun as justification for the war. And again, back, I think it was 2005, Wesley Clark blew the whistle, said, yes, the U.S. government policy is to invade all these oil-rich Middle Eastern nations and shackle their oil to the U.S. dollar. And the plan was going to end with Iran in 2008. And they're a little behind on the timeline, but very obviously, yeah, they're getting ready to go on in and commit war crimes against the Iranian people. Amazing. It's all about oil money, private central banking. Now, interestingly enough, Saudi Arabia and Iraq have agreed to reopen a border crossing that's been closed for 27 years. And the border was closed when the two nations severed their relationship in 1990 after Saddam Hussein invaded Kuwait. And now they're sort of coming back and saying, well, it's time to let that go into the past and let us move on forward. So we're starting to see a lot of new realignments in the Middle East, and it looks like Saudi Arabia's new crown prince is cooling on the idea of being in Yemen. I think he's cooling on the idea of being a U.S. lackey, and that might actually be a good thing. We're seeing more and more of these countries getting cozy with Russia. Apparently, Turkey's Erdogan is in Tehran now. They're talking about being friends. I think people are waking up and realizing that left to itself, the United States is going to start a global war that will probably be nuclear. In fact, they were talking about using nukes on North Korea. 22 different targets to get nuked. There wouldn't be much of the country left. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here, talking about the various war zones. Now, as you know, it's been part of the Israeli and U.S. agenda to carve a portion of Syria and Iraq and possibly Turkey off to form a new little tiny easy to push around country for the Kurds called Kurdistan. And a lot of people are saying it might be a really good idea, except, of course, the governments of those nations expected to surrender land, which also includes the mineral wealth underneath it. And a lot of people are very concerned that Israel is very much on board with the formation of this Kurdish state and will obviously seek to make it an ally to project power across the Middle East. So over in Syria, Tariq Ahmad, a member of the Syrian Social Nationalist Party, is saying that any attempt to establish an independent Kurdish state anywhere in the Middle East is probably going to result in more wars. So, yeah, I think so. Over in Yemen, the Yemeni army is now really starting to fight back, and they're getting their act together, and apparently they've destroyed an arms depot in southern Saudi Arabia. They basically fired on this depot with our long-range artillery to blow up all the ammunition belonging to the Saudi Arabian forces in Najran. And I can see why maybe Saudi Arabia's crown prince has had enough. It's not going very well. Not going very well at all. Now, getting on to North Korea, as you know, we're seeing all these people are like saying, you know, North Korea has backed on down here. Trump's tough talk about fire and fury backed them all down, and we don't have to go in and invade them right now. But we do know that China actually came on in and said, if the U.S. launches an invasion of North Korea, we'll be compelled to intervene. And today, Russia has sent a message to the U.S., do not attack North Korea. Right now, the U.S. is so desperate for a war, they're thrashing around anywhere. Now, about a month ago, when all this North Korea stuff was first being fanned up, there were experts who were talking about North Korea's nuclear weapons development is still years away from a deployable warhead. And then during the height of the propaganda trying to sell the war, they were out there saying, oh, our bad. It turns out North Korea has 60 working nuclear warheads, 60. Just count them and be very, very afraid. And the corporate media was out there screaming about these last two test firings of missiles, and that's all they were, test firings. And the U.S. does it all the time. We've got the Pacific missile test range over here on Kauai. They're always throwing rockets up there. Never a big deal. And this thing about Guam was never an attack. It was another missile test. And the media said, oh, he's coming to attack Guam. And these last two missile tests North Korea actually carried out were described as ICBMs that could hit the United States of America, fanning up the fear. And as it turns out, those specific missiles could not reach the United States. They weren't ICBMs. They were intermediate range missiles only. You're being lied to sell you a war. We'll be right back after station identification.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.